Hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the Defaba podcast with me, your host, Dr. Lillian Kerubo, pediatrician and behavior therapist. This week, we are going to talk about how to identify and improve intelligence development at home. Remember, this is the podcast where we talk about child development and behavior. In a previous episode, we covered how the intelligence of children develops in a stepwise fashion. So now we are going to talk about what you can do at home to improve on this development, either for a child who is having a delay or a child who is on track. However, perhaps you just want to make it a little better. So we are going to learn about how we can spur our children's intellectual development at home. And remember, this is not a substitute for a diagnosis or therapy by a qualified pediatrician or neurologist. However, there are things that we can do to improve or modify our children's comprehension, memory, and executive functions. These are some of the things we can do at home. And I know you're going to guess this one. The first one is storybooks. Yes. Storybooks help to improve children's understanding by improving their memory of the content of the books. The best books to buy are books that are full of pictures, colors, and texture, especially for sensory-seeking children. Read the stories aloud to them and have them say it back to you. Even if they don't say it word for word, it encourages them to deepen and expand their memory. For bigger children, you can ask them for correlation and interpretation. For example, if you read a story that has a moral or a lesson that can be applied in their own lives, ask them to give you examples of how they can apply that story in their own lives. Get storybooks that are in agreement with the values you would like to instill in your children. The second thing that we can do to improve our child's intelligence is puzzles. Simple puzzles that the children can figure out on their own, especially puzzles that have pictures of things they are interested in. For example, a lion puzzle for a child who is interested in wild animals, a dog puzzle for a child who is interested in pets, a plant puzzle for a child who is interested in nature, a track puzzle for a child who loves tracks, and so on and so on. They help children to understand concepts such as size, shapes, correlation, problem solving, and improves their mood by giving them a dopamine reward at the achievement of a completed puzzle. Remember, one of the biggest regulators of mood is the hormone dopamine, and we usually get a dopamine rush when we complete an activity that we had set out to do. And so when a child completes the puzzle, there's usually a dopamine rush that they get in their brains that helps them to improve their mood and be happy. The third thing that we can give our children if we want to improve their intelligence are toys. And toys must be specific toys. I'm not talking about any toy out there. I'm talking about realistic toys. A realistic toy is a toy that is similar to something that is used in the child's natural environment. For example, you can buy your child a toy cup that resembles a real cup that they use in the house to drink. You can buy your child toy plates, toy spoons, toy phones, toy computers, toy builder kits, toy garden kits, and toy grooming kits that they can use maybe to take care of a doll. These are important toys because they help to simulate real-life activities, and therefore they improve their understanding and participation in real-life occupations. Remember, especially for children who are having a cognitive delay, it's usually recommended that they get occupational therapy, which is a kind of therapy that allows children to get used to their normal daily lives and acquire skills that allow them to live the life that they would normally live in the environment that they're in. So, for example, there's a child perhaps who is struggling with self-grooming. It would help to buy them a toy self-grooming kit and help them to take care of a doll. And hopefully that should translate in the child that they need to also take care of themselves and groom themselves. This is especially useful in assisting neurodivergent children to manage transitions and also to see life in a different dimension. I hope these simple measures help your child to have deeper understanding and analysis in life. Remember that these measures are effective when we are there to do these activities with them without distractions. So, for example, if you have bought your child a gardening kit, it would be nice if you, as the parent or the guardian or the caregiver, is there gardening with these toys with your child, the understanding is deeper and the correlation is better. If you need further assistance, please reach out through my website, www.diffaba.com, or on Twitter at mdiffabilities and on Instagram at diffaba. Till next time, thank you very much. Bye-bye.